I'm not surprised, especially that the statement is coming exactly 7 days after the Federal Executive Council unanimously agreed that the president is indeed not incapacitated, that he's able to continue with his job as soon as he returns from the Saudi Arabian hospital. So if it is true that the Minister of Information has issued or has served the council with a contrary memo, I will think, firstly, perhaps the minister was not part of that, you know, unanimous council resolution of 7 days earlier, or the minister was later convinced by either her inner self or some of her political friends and associates to perhaps try to disassociate herself with the earlier resolution of council, you know, as to the effect that the president is not incapacitated. And I think the whole absence of the president, in my view, is being construed or misconstrued by different political forces, some wanting to perhaps walk into the shoes of the president in an acting capacity so they could also get more access to state resources and politics. And then some might be resisting that on the grounds that any change of, girth in the presidency might result in changing in them and therefore limiting whatever political atmosphere and conditions they find themselves in today.
Professor, as you said, if the cabinet has voted that the president was fit to govern, then the information minister's statement, can this be interpreted as a split within the cabinet?
It shouldn't be seen as a split against the cabinet. I think the minister should go ahead and take, you know, the most honorable position by perhaps resigning her appointment as a minister if she is convinced that what obtained now is unconstitutional. That's the only way she can convince Nigerians that indeed things are, or that she is a Democrat, or that she can defend the integrity of the Constitution of the Federal Republic of Nigeria. Saturday evening, I watched the Minister of Foreign Affairs, who was responding to questions from pressmen, denying the allegation that the council is divided on any issue. His view is that the council is still intact, it still stands by it. When is the resolution that the president is indeed capable of continuing with his mandate, and as soon as possible, he will return to the country to continue from where he stopped.
The statement attributed to the information minister, Dora Akunyele, says that the vice president, Goodluck Jonathan, may have overstepped his powers when he deployed troops last month to stop the religious violence in the city of Jos. What exactly is she talking about?
The issue is that the Nigerian constitution has just been put to use in the last 10 years. Like I keep saying, a lot of challenges, a lot of issues in the provision of the constitution will come to the limelight of reality when Nigeria or Nigerians are faced with it. And this precisely is one of the, you know, constitutional provisions that have been tested. And it's now left for the parliament and the rest of Nigerians to see if there is any problem, begin to develop an alternative strategy to address the obvious challenges that such provisions tend to be presented now.